Yeah, so I'm glad to be here again, and this time I will talk about offline storage of web pages containing corrected links. So it's always nice when you're online, but sometimes, especially in Germany, you cannot be online, then it is nice that you can, despite show web pages to other people. And to solve this problem of downloading web pages before and showing that, I've written some scripts in Tickle that will be able to show offline web pages. Maybe some steps for creating an offline internet storage, and I use here a very simple interface. It is only a text widget and a button you press on it. And the first step to make an offline internet storage is to select a file which has the ending .list, for example, the default list. And this list then appears in the text widget. And here you can write down some URLs, for example, https://www.tickle.tk, also the main page for tickle.tk. And when you mark the first beginning of that line with a J, J is yes in Esperanto. It's written with a J. In English, it is written by a Y. And then you press next step. Then, and this is now the next thing. Then well, we are at point three. Press the next step button. Then my scripts are activated, and they will fetch the URLs from this list file. And in the example, I have only this HTTPS tickle.tk. And the script will then convert the URLs to be stored in a folder. The folder I take is Interreto. This is an Esperanto internet. And all these lines then will be stored in with nearly the same name. But in this example here, tickle.tk has no file name at the end, and so it will receive the file name, no file name. And the name is then interreto/tickle.tk/no file name. The www is omitted because when you don't do that, you can end in your folder with two domain names, one with www and one without, so I always omit that. So with the most files you download, it is already the end, but in the case that the downloaded file is a HTML file, then you have to copy this noname file to noname.origin, because then you will always find the original file. And also you have to open a noname.list file, which is at the beginning empty. Then the next step is that you convert all links in the noname file to point to the folder Interreto there. And so, for example, the link here to open ACS.org must be then in the folder without the HTTPS :// but you have then a ./ in front of it, and at the end you again have a file name, no name file, because also in the link there is no file name given. Then the last thing is that you have add one line in the list file with an absolute URL to the internet again. This is open, complete link, also HTTPS, openacs.org, conference to info. Okay, when every URL is converted, then you have to press the next step button and the whole procedure begins again. You have to select another list file, mark these lines with a J that you want to download and so on and so on. So next is maybe the basic part of the script is the line HTTP get URL, and this will download a URL from the internet and gives a state array, and the state HTTP will show 200 okay when the downloading was okay. The state body will give the result the file, and the state type will give you, for example, text/HTML when this was a HTML file. If it was an image, it will maybe image PNG or something like that. So when I fetch only one file and I look at it with a file browser, the file is shown not in the form you are used to, because when you download a web page from the internet, normally the file browser also downloads all the images and the cascading style sheets. And so in the listing of URLs in the list file for TickleTK, there are that files plume, PNG, and also a device site, .css, or the cascading style sheet. And this will then show the correct picture of the website, so it would be like that. But when you press the main page link here, it wouldn't work, because we have before download also with the J here, the OpenACS.org conference 2022, it was from last year, info. And when we do that, and mark also all the pictures in this OpenACS.org info, then we get maybe the file with the pictures of last year here, and then we can also download the Tickle link here, and we get it back and forth and back and forth. So, okay, that's the end of now of my small talk, and I want to especially thank to Reinhard Max, who gave me last year a very good link how to use TLS in concern with HTTP, and this caused me to prepare my talk here. So if you like to contact me, my mail address is here, and otherwise if there are questions you can ask them. Yes, otherwise I thank for listening. Yeah, that's all.
Thanks, Uli.
In short.
Okay, Andreas, the question machine.
As usual.
As requested on the TK chat, I'm announcing my own name as a questioner. I'm Andreas Leitgeb. I have a question about your procedure fetch. You use the global variable for the URL and then fetch just without arguments, and it's struck me as odd. I wondered if you had any special reason to not use the URL as an argument for the function, for the procedure.
Not really, especially. But there are always several solutions for the same thing. Also, in my case, I set a URL before, and then I just fetch, and in the fetch procedure is URL as a global variable. I could also, okay, put the URL in the argument of the fetch procedure. It's just for fun, or maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, other questions? Probably not. So then thank you for listening, and as you look, you can also contact me via mail if you have questions later on.
Yeah, thanks, Oli. We appreciate to be a member of the community. If you want to see the what he has just described in action, just ask him and let you show him what he does on his smartphone. So it is smartphone action with an AndroWish, and it's again an AndroWish application used here. And it just feels like normal portable device, but in the background there's AndroWish to serve basically as a web server. Well, it feels like a web server.